Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on June 22nd regarding Leon, L-E-O-N, Walford, W-O-L-F-O-R-D. As for the record supplied, Leon Walford was seen at Tufts Emergency Room on 7-8-21, period. This was after a right-hand crush injury that occurred at work. Period. It was caught in a wheel brake of a gantry crane. Period. He had a history of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus and hyperlipidemia. Period. He was examined and found to have no flexion but preserved extension in the right third digit. Period. It was neurovascularly intact. The injury was to the flexor surface of that finger. Period. Over the flexor aspect without bone exposure. Period. There were no other digits affected in either upper extremity. Period. Into it numerous x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He then was assessed as having an open fracture dislocation on exam. Period. He refused a tetanus update. Period. He was advised to accept intravenous antibiotics that he refused. Period. His finger was repaired and splinted by orthopedics, and he was discharged on antibiotics. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Walford followed up with Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, on 7-14-21. Period. She noted x-rays demonstrated a proximal phalanx fracture of the right middle finger. Period. His open wounds were repaired in the emergency department. Period. He also underwent reduction and splinting. Period. He had been using a course of Keflex antibiotics and keeping the splint clean and dry. Period. He did have updated x-rays of the hand that day to be inserted as marked. Clinical exam found diffuse swelling throughout the proximal phalanx of the right middle finger. Period. There were wounds at both the dorsal and volar aspect of the proximal phalanx. Period. These appeared macerated. However, there was no surrounding edema, drainage, or signs of infection. Period. The sutures were in place. Period. He grossly was able to wiggle all of his fingers. Period. He fired his FDS and FDP. Period. Neurologic sensation was intact to light touch throughout the finger. The hand was warm and perfused. Period. The plan was to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 7-16-21, Dr. Hoffman performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Walford followed up post-operatively and had serial x-rays performed. Period. His last visit with Dr. Hoffman was on 9-8-21. Period. The clinical exam will be inserted here as marked. She wrote he was moving to Baltimore in 2 weeks and will be living there for the next 4 to 5 months. Period. He was provided information with a local hand specialist group. Period. On 9-17-21, he was seen by a hand specialist named Dr. Murphy in Maryland. period. He thought the claimant had a reasonably good reduction with appropriately placed screws and plate. Brady can definitely see the fracture site, but the injury actually was about 7 weeks ago. Period. He performed an exam and expressed immobilization was not needed, but he was already working in his usual capacity as an iron worker at the port of Baltimore. Period. He was erecting new cranes. But he missed only one day of work because of this injury, and that was the date it occurred. Peter was getting therapy up in Massachusetts, but now the work has transferred him here. So Dr. Murphy thought he should start therapy locally. Period. They also discussed other more invasive treatment options. Period. He underwent a CAT scan of the hand on 11/4/21 to be inserted here. Period on 11/23/21, surgery was done by Dr. Murphy to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively. Period on 2/11/22, another set of x-rays were done. Period. Mr. Walford followed up with Dr. Murphy through 1/5/22. Period. Hardware appeared to be in appropriate position. Period. There definitely appeared to be some spanning callus on both the AP and lateral views, so it looks as though the fracture non-union site is in fact consolidating. Period. Clinically, his wound was healing nicely. Period. He reported no pain at his bone graft donor site in the right wrist. Period. There was a 30-degree lack of PIP extension, but he's flexing to 70 degrees, and so he's pretty happy about this because this is a marked improvement from preoperatively. Period. There was no signs of infection and absolutely no tenderness. Period. Dr. Murphy did not think he was ready for aggressive passive therapy, nor was he ready to do the heavy physical work he normally does with steel construction. Period. He recommended repeat x-rays in 4 weeks, and follow up at that time. Period. New paragraph on 4/19/22. Mr. Walford was seen by Dr. Akins, A-K-I-N-S. Period. He noted the claimant had developed a non-union or malunion and required a second surgery. As noted above, period. Clinical exam was done along with x-rays that showed the fracture now to be healed. Period. It is somewhat malunited on the AP view, but the lateral looks pretty good. Period. There were no obvious complications with the plate and screws, other than one of the screws being a little long on the lateral view. Period. He was then going to be sent for hand specialist evaluation. Period. On 4/20/22, he was seen by Dr. Varela, V-A-R-E-L-A, period. Physical exam was done to be inserted as marked. Period. He denied any pain. Period. An impairment rating utilizing the fourth edition was completed and will be inserted as marked. Period. It is unclear to this reviewer why the fourth edition was utilized when the sixth edition is what was requested. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. Actually, before that, Dr. Varela released him from care to full duty with no restrictions. Period. And then, now findings and conclusions. On 7-8-21, Leon Wolford sustained a crush injury to his right middle finger while at work. Pretty was seen at the emergency room in Boston where this occurred. Pretty was found to have a fracture and dislocation. This was initially treated with reduction and splinting in the emergency room. Pretty followed up with Dr. Hoffman afterwards. Appeared on 7-16-21, she performed surgery to be inserted here. Appeared, Mr. Wolford followed up postoperatively through 8-25-21, but he then relocated to Baltimore. Appeared in paragraph, he then saw Dr. Murphy, who had him undergo additional plain x-rays. Appeared a CAT scan was done on 11-4-21 to be inserted. Pretty then performed surgery on 11-23-21 to be inserted. Appeared, he followed up with Dr. Murphy through 1-5-22 with a physical exam noted above. Pretty then also came under the care of Dr. Varela, who performed a second surgery to be inserted here. Pretty followed up again through 4-20-22 when another clinical exam was performed. Paired, I will rate this case utilizing the AMA Guide's 6th edition for permanent impairment involving the right middle finger at the proximal phalanx. Paired, this does not appear to have involved the metacarpal or the MCP joint. Period. End.